We began this story with the recognition that we are only one small element of the settlement service ecosystem in Canada. Throughout our journey as participants, leads, and community partners, we have consistently been challenged to expand our imagination beyond what has felt comfortable or what has worked for others before us. This challenge, while exciting in its pull towards creative and collective visioning, has also humbled us. Particularly, we feel humbled in our realization that the lessons we share come from the generosity, vulnerability, and courage of immigrant women.
You've been listening to the voice and words of Njoki Muburu, a writer, facilitator, and poet, and a most recent partner of Learning Journeys, a two-year project centered on immigrant women. As we near the end of the project, and as Njoki so eloquently says, we aim to share our experiences, reflections, and visions of what we, as immigrant women, community members, and service providers, have found to be the most transformative and powerful in creating stronger, more equitable, and sustainable communities. Hello, everyone. I'm Tina Balachandran, a storyteller, facilitator, settlement worker, and a new immigrant. Today, and in the three podcasts to follow, I'm thrilled to host some of the people that breathe life into Learning Journeys. Through all of our conversations, you will come to be as inspired as we have been by the stories of strength and growth. And as a perfect prelude to the series, my first guest is someone who personifies the process and passion of Learning Journeys and was part of the reflective exercise on using the power of storytelling to aspire and inspire change. Maria Alejandra has been part of the Learning Journeys first as a volunteer, then as a service provider, and now as an IWAC member. Welcome to the podcast, Maria Alejandra.
Thank you for the invitation, Tina. I'm very excited of being here today with you.
We are so happy to have you here with us.
Thank you.
What happens when we tell stories? We create connections, build empathy and engagement. Stories give us a sense of belonging. They articulate our lived experiences, inspire and motivate us, and resonate with us. What happens when we don't tell stories? A quote from Maya Angelou says it for me. There is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside us. Storytelling has been an important part of Learning Journeys from the outset. In ethnography interviews, we learned about how generative it was to reflect on and tell about the experiences, growth, and challenges of the immigrant women throughout their settlement experiences. Some of the women said they had never reflected on their journey, not shared it, and doing so helped them gain a new perspective and see how far they had come. And then when the women joined service providers in a learning lab, women grew confidence to share their stories with new audiences. They listened and found connection in hearing their own stories in the telling of others. They learned they were not alone, and they learned that their stories could change minds. And most recently, several IWAC members had the opportunity to join Own Your Story, a storytelling workshop for immigrant women. The methodology used in this workshop is inspired from public narrative leadership framework designed by Professor Marshall Ganz of Harvard University. This technique invites the participants, you, to work on your story of self and from there connect it with your story of us and now. Self is you, crafting, identifying your most true, genuine, honest, authentic self that allows connection with others. Sharing your most generous self allows others to connect with you. Public narrative is a form of storytelling that connects your story to your community, a practice that translates values into action, enabling others to achieve a shared purpose. And a good public narrative is drawn from a series of choices, challenges, and outcomes. This practice inspires people to deepen their self-awareness, take an inventory of their highs and lows, trials and triumphs, and connect the dots to their life story. Each of us has a story that can move others to action. Your story can become someone else's survival guide. By sharing your story, you are empowering others to tell theirs. Maria Alejandra, the workshop invited you to take an inward journey of self-exploration. How did the process help you frame your personal story?
Yeah, Tina. Well, thank you again for having me here today. And yeah, so definitely I think the process of self-exploration gave me, you know, the chance to stop for a while, for the very first time, I will say, as an immigrant in Canada. And yes, I definitely had the opportunity to take a time to think about what I have done so far, what my journey has been, right? Which was a great experience for me. I think that we as women, and particularly as immigrant women, we spend a lot of time caring about other people's needs, and it can be hard sometimes for us to find, you know, some sort of space for to reflect about our past and current experiences. By crafting my story of self, gave me the opportunity to stop for a while and start thinking for the very first time about my journey. And, you know, I have done some personal development activities here and there in the past that allow me to have some insights about, you know, my strengths or values and that kind of things, but all of it in a separate way, right? So the self-exploration process that we did in the workshop gave me the opportunity to think about myself as a whole, like my whole journey, and finding meaning in it. I gained some clarity about, you know, the origin of my current motivations. I mean, where my values come from. Also, what is the people that have influenced me along the way? And it also connected me with a deep sense of confidence and trust, I will say. Trust for the future. Yeah, for sure. It was definitely a process that fueled me with a lot of positive feelings.
Wow. A big kudos to you for doing that inward journey, Maria Alejandra, because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of process. It's a lot of evolution and reflection. And it's a lot of hard work. So yeah, kudos to you. Kudos
to you. Thank you. Thank you also for guiding us in that process, Tina.
And what you said about values and clarity, that is the key in this practice of public narrative storytelling. We express our values through the stories, because stories are not an abstract principle. Stories are our lived experiences. And stories are what make it more real, saying that about values and clarity. I have another question for you. Where in your story of self did you find inspiration, confidence, and courage?
Yeah, well, you know, definitely the women of my family have been a constant source of inspiration for me. And also, I mean, they represent like a reference of, you know, courage also. As I mentioned in my story of self, I grew up surrounded by women that were very independent and resilient and caring. And particularly my mom and my grandmother, they both were women who raised their children mostly by themselves for different reasons. You know, my grandmother was a widow from a very young age, and my mom got divorced from my dad when I was very young. But, you know, they just overcame those difficult challenges, and they also never stopped in complaints or excuses for the external conditions. They just decided to move forward by taking risks and finding ways to create income and also pursuing education and always helping their families and the people around them to grow. I think, you know, just that example is a huge source of, you know, inspiration for me since I was very young until now. Yeah, so, and also I have also found inspiration recently from IWAG members because of their many professional skills and personal strengths. but also for their commitment in working together to improve the services for immigrant women. That has been very inspiring for me, for sure. And, you know, people in the community also, you know, are you always inspiring me in different ways, just by sharing their own learnings as immigrants or while they are growing their own businesses or just leading in private and public sector. Yeah, all those are good references that I find inspiration in, but also simple people, you know, who are just sharing their own insights of life. Yeah, those, all of those are ways in which I usually, yeah, see myself reflected, but also I can learn from all of them. And yeah, those will be my inspiration sources.
And the legacy of these strong, resilient role models you grew up with and continue to be surrounded by are the lighthouses Njoki earlier mentioned. And it is so powerful that we continue to draw inspirations and courage from sharing. One of the things we deprive ourselves of when we don't share is this opportunity, this gift of consistent, resounding, and safe sharing. So I'm so glad that, you know, you talked about this gift that you have around you and you grew up with. What role does group process play?
Yeah, Tina, well, you know, I think that all this process of learning about storytelling in a group setting gave me the opportunity to, you know, see myself in other people's stories. I have learned that we can have different experiences in life, but we still can share the same feelings. And by listening to the stories of the rest of the group, I connected with a deep sense of belonging and the feeling that I'm not alone, you know. I also feel that we were able to develop stronger connections with each other because of the workshop. You know, just the process of, you know, sharing our stories of life. In the process, there were a lot of details about ourselves, about our feelings that were revealed in the group. And, you know, because of that, we were able to know each other better and also connected in a deeper level, for sure. And I'm very grateful for that.
I see myself in every story.
Wow. Yes.
I see myself in every story. That is just so powerful. I'm tempted to share a Brené Brown quote here. We share with people who have earned the right to hear our story. Maria Alejandra, I want to add worthiness to that. When we congregate to share, we create the safe harbor. We are inviting in people who are worthy of seeing us in our most authentic, honest, and sometimes blurry light. What you said about connecting at a deeper level is also the sense of belonging, right?
Yes, totally. Sure.
And true belonging can only happen when we share our real self. Each story was so unique and yet created a oneness and became a mirror to our own journey. In this exercise, what core values have you discovered or rediscovered in developing your story of self?
Yeah, well, you know, I think that during the process, I didn't discover any new value. But what happened to me was that I was able to understand where those values came from, which is something that I found, you know, very meaningful and empowering. For one particular example was, you know, I have been very aware of how important it is to me, you know, serve other people or to care or to help other people. So basically that will be the value of service. It's part of who I am, but I wasn't aware why. Why is it so important for me to help other people? Why am I care about it? And, you know, by just taking the time to craft my story of self, a lot of life experiences came to my mind. And those experiences, you know, were basically the answer to that question. Of course, it makes sense. I just, you know, grew up surrounded by women who were all the time, you know, caring about others. That's just part of who I am, right? And actually, something that also happened to me was that at some point, I was kind of, I have been questioning that value in myself and also in my family. But the process of creating my story gave me the opportunity to reinterpret that value in a new way and kind of seeing it in a new perspective. For example, I remember that, you know, when my mom was about to pass away, I was the last person who was with her, you know, at the hospital. And I remember that at some point, even when she was in a lot of pain, she was having a very hard time to stay, you know, conscious in the hospital because of her condition, she was asking me to look after someone who was in the next room. Because this person was used to have an accident or something. So even in her, even when she was having a very hard time to be okay, she was caring about other people. And I remember that in that moment, I questioned that. And I told her, hey, mom, I mean, you know, this is a time for you. You should just care about yourself right now. And once she passed away, I remember that event stayed to me. And it was only until I was crafting my story of self that I had the chance to see that same experience, I mean, under a new light. Somehow I shift from, you know, feeling like maybe a little bit upset about that. And I just connected with a new feeling of, you know, being proud about that and being grateful for that lesson that she gave me. Even, you know, even before, you know, leaving this world. And I think it's something that happened because of this process of, you know, reflection and the whole process of creating the story of self.
That was a very personal and powerful sharing. Thank you. Thank you, Maria Alejandra. And what you said, our values completely shape who we are. They are clear if we want to go. And if we cannot activate people on the basis of our values is the key to articulating our purpose. And I remember one of the women in the workshop saying how the reflection made her conclude that her values found home through this exercise.
Yes.
Can you share with us an example of how your values and experiences are reflected in the work you are doing now?
Sure. Well, the work that I'm doing right now as a facilitator and program coordinator for social services, it's very aligned with my values of service, justice, and also my interest in supporting women leadership initiatives. And I also, you know, I also see that at some point, I remember when I decided starting in the social services thing, it was because I felt some sort of frustration of, you know, realizing the lack of women in leadership. And, you know, I think the whole process of the storytelling workshop gave me the chance to reflect about that, how everything started. And now I understand that that was just, you know, a natural response. So that frustration basically came from, you know, having a totally different experience while I was growing up, surrounded by a bunch of brave female leaders. So I just learned that we as women can achieve whatever we want. We can be great leaders. And I just decided to support other women to achieve that with my work, right? Yeah.
What I hear from you, something that I heard in almost all the stories from our tellers, a clear, compassionate emotion of purpose of service that somewhere had roots in the early stages of their journey. How does your personal story inform the work you do? And where do you want to go from here?
Well, my personal story allowed me to connect with a deep sense of purpose that I have been looking for since I came to Canada. You know, and by reviewing my whole story or my whole journey, the purpose was clear to me. And it was all, and actually I had this, you know, sense or realization that it has always been there and I am actually living it already. So this whole process allowed me to increase my self-awareness and but also to overcome some feelings of self-doubt, because at some point I wasn't sure if I was doing the right thing, if I was in the right path. But after finishing my story of self, I'm more, you know, kind of confident that, yes, I am the right path. I wasn't sure, but now I am. And, you know, I'm grateful for that feeling of hope for the future, and also for having the chance to trust that I have what it takes, you know, just seeing what I have achieved so far, it gives me some sort of confidence that, yeah, I'm going to be able to face whatever comes to my way in the future. Yeah. And it's a great feeling, I should say.
Great. And the wrestling and the rumbling is all worth it, right?
Yeah, totally.
When you're
able. Yeah, that rumbling and the blurry word that you mentioned at the beginning is so true. And I think that we need to be open to that. It's part of the process. It's going to be messy, maybe uncomfortable. We might face some hard feelings or, you know, experiences in the past. But it's also a good opportunity to heal and to kind of reinterpretate parts of our story, which is very, you know, empowering and liberating somehow. Yeah.
Absolutely. What you said, completely. It is so many things at the same time. It is powerful. It is empowering. It is liberating. It is healing. I remember another participant saying that so many parts of the reflection surprised her, and she was surprised by the pain. But in its own way, the pain was very healing and very therapeutic. So with all this tug of, you know, the wrestling and the rumbling and sort of, you know, going from one end to another, oscillating between feeling very, very happy and euphoric to feeling completely down and demotivated. It is blurry. It is confusing. And at the same time, it is so, so empowering. So the wrestling and the rumbling is all worth it when you're able to claim your story and your purpose. Through the work that has happened and the urgent work that needs to happen, my honest hope is that we are able to encourage and inspire more immigrant women, all women, to really own their story, claim it, and call it your own. We can serve ourselves better when we understand ourselves better. And in this process, we must also learn to let go of the stories that don't serve us anymore. Owning your story means acknowledging our feelings and wrestling with the hard emotions. Our fear, anger, aggression, shame, and blame. This isn't easy, but the alternative, denying our stories and disengaging from emotions, means choosing to live our entire lives in the dark. It means no accountability, no learning, no growth. To harness the force, we must own our stories and live our truth. In we must go. These are words from Brené Brown. Let these stories be the mirrors and lighthouses. One story at a time, we are redefining and reimagining the roles that immigrant women play in our communities and workspaces. Our individual and collective narrative is a necessary need of the hour. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you, Maria Alejandra, for your sharing and wisdom.
Thank you, Tina. And thank you to Learning Journeys as well.
You can learn more about Learning Journeys and the Immigrant Women's Advisory Committee at learningjourneys.wixsite.com/learningjourneys. Tune in to our next podcast featuring one of the Learning Journey leads, Andrea Solness, in conversation with Lydian Barretta about relationship building, decentralizing leadership, and navigating uncertainty.